Let me hang up and get you. Yeah. I've talked to Bator, Comer, and all my people in the Far Eastern side. Only one talked to Kiker yesterday, and Kiker's question was about a pause, not about this thing, and our man said he knew nothing about it, and what Moyers had told Kiker was what he knew about it, which was, as Kiker said, that Bill said there was nothing of this kind on the burner that he knew about, and our man, who doesn't know anything about it, said exactly the same thing. This is young Thompson. Now, on this other matter...
Now, don't you think, though, that's a bad business to have the young Thompsons, whom I don't know, I didn't know he worked there, talking to individual correspondents about the president's thought?
He didn't talk about the president's thought, Mr. President. He said that he had no comment to add to what Moyers had said. And if he either doesn't take the call or he says something like that, and my choice with Kiker is not to take the call, but he didn't say anything.
I would sure do it and tell him to talk to Mr. Bundy about it.
Now, the other thing about the Christmas lull, the origins of this is in the Secretary of State's press conference. Mr. Secretary, do you see any policy significance in the Viet Cong proposal or announcement? I'm not sure which Christmas Eve lull in the fighting. No. I think the 12-hour lull is of the sort that's happened before. And under those circumstances, this is a matter for the local Vietnamese and U.S. authorities out there to consider and to determine whether they do anything or not in respect to it. Now, that was his answer. I've talked to McNamara. He knows of no order, no instruction, no nothing that has gone out over there. And I know of no one who talked to Kiker, and I'm near as certain as I can be that no one in our shop talked to him on this issue. If he talked to anyone in the White House who knew anything about it, what the man might have said is something paraphrasing this thing, but yeah. There's no White House decision, and that Bill seems to make and deal with this by saying the only statement on this is the statement made by the Secretary of State a week ago.
Yes, I think that's it, and I think that's what he'll have to say, and just to say that as far as the Kiker story is concerned, that either some junior officer misinformed Kiker, or Kiker misunderstood what he was saying.
Yeah.
But I think it's a bad practice for these junior officers to be talking to these correspondents about matters of this magnitude. I think it's just generally, that's not the Bill Moyers is hired to do the interview.
They could, Mr. President, not take press calls. They can either do that or say that Moyers has said everything there is to say.
No, I'll tell you what I would do. I would take every call that came. Just tell each one of them, take any call that comes to him. And when it comes to him, be nice and warm to him and say, now that is a matter that I'm not handling. I'm sure that's being handled by Mr. Bundy and the President. You talk to Mr. Bundy, the President, or Bill Moyers. They sit in on these meetings, and that's something I'm not having. It's just like this fellow said last week, the vanity of your people keep us in business. And each one want to make it appear that they know something about it. Hell, I see it with my own group. You just got to let them know that they know it, and they don't always. You know what happened? You know where the sputtering mad story came on aluminum?
No.
From a dear, sweet, cultured friend of yours and mine on the White House staff who went to lunch. And when they asked him if the president was not sputtering mad, he shrugged his shoulders because he had not heard of the aluminum dispute. Therefore, the man said the president must have been sputtering mad or he would have denied it. And this is just a naive baby who's a great friend of yours and mine. But this is exactly what happened, and that's where sputtering mad. So then they said the administration had planted that. You remember all that story about how we planted it?
Sure.
And I had talked to only one human and told him I didn't want to talk to anybody else about aluminum, and that was Joe Califano.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't talk to anybody. Wouldn't talk to Fowler. Wouldn't talk to anybody. And Califano handled it with McNamara, and the aluminum company called up and wanted to come down to see me and wanted to visit with me and sent me a wire and everything. I wouldn't do it because I knew if I talked to them, they'd say I was threatening them. And I was sputtering mad, so I wouldn't even discuss it with them. But they walked over with the most innocent man you've got in the shop, and the last one that would even know about this field, and took him to lunch. And he sat there, and when they asked him if the president wasn't sputtering mad with two or three of them, he shrugged his shoulders. Therefore, they said he's bound to be.
It's unbelievable.
So I would say to my junior officers down there, let's just take the calls, handle them with dispatch, refer them to me. Then you can answer them. And you tell us what the answer is. We'll try to repeat it if there's a difference in policy. then you'll be up in my office in 5 minutes and we'll settle it.
Right.
But I don't think there have been many differences in policy.
No.
Is that a good deal?
Sure.
All right.
We'll do it.